Missourinet News, I'm Jason Taylor. A Washington, D.C. watchdog group has filed a complaint alleging Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley's Senate campaign improperly coordinated almost $1 million in spending with the National Rifle Association. A Hawley spokesperson dismissed the accusations as coming from a group that opposes the Second Amendment and the appointment of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. A downtown Columbia restaurant in mid-Missouri has canceled a promotion offering half-price sandwiches to 18 to 30-year-olds for voting November 6th. The restaurant owner said questions were raised about the legality of the promotion and the demographic it targeted. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft lashed out at a judge yesterday who struck down key portions of the state's voter ID law. Bill Wise reports.
Earlier this month, Cole County Circuit Court Judge Richard Callahan tossed out a requirement for voters who don't present a photo ID to sign an affidavit in order to cast a regular ballot. Friday, the state Supreme Court overturned the state's emergency motion for a stay. Then yesterday, Callahan ordered Ashcroft's office to send a copy of his judgment to local election authorities. Ashcroft said Callahan's latest move guts Missouri's photo ID law as crafted by the state legislature. The Republican Secretary of State noted Callahan had struck down a photo ID law in 2006 and said the judge has once again thwarted the clear desire of Missourians to secure their elections. Ashcroft expressed disbelief that Callahan has somehow upheld the current law's constitutionality, but prohibited its enforcement in the upcoming election.
Governor Mike Parson will travel to western Missouri's Liberty and to Springfield this afternoon to sign bipartisan legislation to expand Missouri's treatment court system to all counties. The bill is sponsored by Springfield GOP State Representative Kevin Austin, the House Assistant Majority Leader.
If there is a county or a circuit that does not have, for example, a drug court, but they have a candidate, a defendant that's been charged with a crime that would be an ideal candidate for a drug court, they can transfer that defendant from their county to a county that does have a drug court.
A Kansas City husband and wife have been charged with abusing their children. 47-year-old Arthur Peterman faces statutory rape and molestation charges. 39-year-old Jenny Peterson is accused of child abuse. The League of Women Voters displayed gift boxes at Southwest Missouri's Greene County Courthouse yesterday. The effort was meant to symbolize lobbyist gifts to lawmakers in support of Amendment 1 in November's election. Four finalists have made the cut for a top Missouri education spot. Alisa Nelson reports.
The Missouri Board of Education has narrowed its search down to four finalists for the Education Commissioner job. It originally received five applications and seven nominations. The identities of the finalists are unknown. The board hopes to hold final interviews on November 19th and have a new commissioner begin in January. The education head would oversee a staff of about 1,650 employees and work with 518 public school districts.
You'll find more news, sports, and weather at Missourinet.com. This is Missouri Net News.